Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here in the KE Report and a company update in this daily editorial from Labrador Gold, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol LAB and on the OTC markets under the symbol NKOSF. I am chatting with the president and CEO, Roger Moss. Now, Roger, I wanted to follow up on some news releases that came out early on this month, and most importantly, news releases that highlight what I think we can call a new discovery from simple soil samples and rock chips at this Kingsway project in Newfoundland. Now, the headline of the November 6th news release says that there is visible gold found in quartz veins at Kingsway. This is obviously a newer area that you are looking at on the project because you are just generating or at least looking for some attractive target areas. Give us a little bit more color on this discovery, or at least the initial sniffs of a discovery here from the soil samples.
Okay, Corey. Yeah, thanks. Thanks for having me back. And it was pretty exciting discovery that we made there, following up on soil samples, also just our general mapping and sampling program. The discovery there was made by a geologist mapping in that area. We found a quartz vein that looked really good, and followed along strike for a bit. Took lots of samples, and it was only later when we had our prospectors go back in there and really aggressively sample the quartz vein that we found the visible gold. So we had a sense that this quartz vein looked good, but it was some time later that we actually found the visible gold. And if you have that news release, you'll see that we included some pictures of the visible gold there, and it really showed up when we cut the quartz vein. So before that, we didn't really have any idea that there was visible gold in there. Yeah, I really think that in terms of the Gannett district, this is a brand new discovery. It hasn't been seen before on our property. There was visible gold in a quartz boulder that's unrelated to this quartz vein that was found back in the 90s. But as far as visible gold in outcrop is concerned, this is the first time it's been seen. So we're very excited about that.
Now, Roger, can you give us a little bit more information on the potential size of what you guys are going to have to drill out here? Strike length, what have you been seeing in terms of follow-up soil samples in this area?
Well, the soil samples, I think we put out a news release shortly after we talked about the visible gold. We have soil samples extending over about 500 meters down to the southwest that are very high in gold for soils. That's one of those samples assayed over 9 grams a ton, or 9,000 ppb, which is extremely high for soil samples, as you can imagine. And there were other samples there that were in the one to two gram range. So and they were spread over about 500 meters down to the southwest. We have taken more soil samples further to the southwest to try and track it down. We do know from our mapping and sampling that there are quartz vein outcrops further to the southwest. We don't have any results for those samples yet. They have been sent to the lab. I think they were sent last Monday. So we should be getting those in about a month. So late December, early January. And then up to the northeast of the visible gold in outcrop, we have been looking at it over probably another, I would guess, 700 meters. So we're probably looking at a potential strike length of 1,500 meters maybe. Something like that. And that's not all visible gold in quartz. That's where we have quartz veining that we believe is associated with this quartz vein that contains the visible gold. And we have to wait for the samples to come back to see how much gold there actually is in these other quartz veins.
Yes, the samples will tell us that, the actual results. But one thing that I think is interesting about this story is that, look, there's a lot of news and a lot of drilling that is going on in and around Newfoundland and in and around this Kingsway project. A lot of that drilling is focused on historic workings. This is one of the, I think, first or at least newest grassroots discovery here that really hasn't been drilled. So the obvious question then is, what is the drill strategy going to be and when can you start drilling?
Yeah, the interesting thing is we have a drill on the property right now. We're drilling some of the historical geochemical anomalies. The drilling of the quartz vein with the visible gold will likely have to wait until the new year. We have not permitted that area for drilling yet. We're in the process of doing that right now. And permitting in Newfoundland is taking on the order of a month or so, heading into Christmas. We're pretty much targeting early in the new year to be drilling it. We're going to have the RAB drill on the step outs of the quartz veins along strike, and we'll have a diamond drill that will be targeting the quartz vein exactly where the visible gold is. So we're going to have two rigs, one doing step out work along strike of the visible gold, and then we'll have the diamond rig targeting the visible gold and the nearby area for more gold anomalies. So yeah, we're looking forward to a pretty aggressive drill program there.
Okay, now I think it's important to bring everybody up to speed on the fact that the company already has a drill program underway, an initial program of about 2,600 meters. Could have been up to about 40 holes. I understand that you're through, let's say, about half of this program so far. But now there is this other focus or a different angle to the drill program of following up on these visible gold surface sample results. And it sounds like next year, as you complete some of the drilling that's on tap for now, then you are going more all in, or at least have more of a focus on this visible gold, these recent results.
Yes, exactly. We have to remember that this discovery was made after we'd already started drilling these five target areas that we are drilling on right now, and those areas were permitted back in July, and they were the targets that we had decided were good targets based on the geochemistry and geophysics that we had at the time. Now, of course, our attention has focused, as you say, on this quartz vein with the visible gold. And once we wrap up the drilling this year on those five targets, we will then pivot to using the RAB on the strike extensions of this visible gold target.
All right, now Roger, can you give us a quick little update regarding the different drills that are on site? The diamond drill, yes, okay, I think everybody understands diamond drilling, but the initial use of a RAB drill and how you're using the RAB drill to follow up on the visible gold results, give us a little bit more insight here, please.
Yes, the RAB is something that I think people aren't as familiar with here in Canada. It's used extensively in places like Nevada and Australia. There are a few reasons that we decided to use it. One is that it's obviously cheaper than diamond drilling. It's very efficient in that you can drill down to 100 meters, and you can do that in a 12-hour shift usually. It uses compressed air and a hammer, so it actually hammers the rock, breaks it into chips. And those chips are what we get to sample and send to the lab. Now, the other thing that we do with those chips is we use an XRF, portable XRF, that allows us to get some geochemistry out of the chips while we're waiting for samples from the lab. Unfortunately, the XRF is not very good at all for gold, but we do get. Results for elements like arsenic, antimony, and those are very useful in terms of pathfinders for gold. So that's a plus. One of the things that has always been a problem or a perceived problem for RAB drilling or or RC, reverse circulation drilling, is that there is no core as we get from diamond drilling. So you, as I say, you just get these chips. So that means that you can't really tell from the chips what the structures are doing. Now that's been overcome by the use of what's called a televiewer, which is basically a camera that's put down the hole that takes a continuous photograph of the entire hole. So when you analyze it, you get a picture of the entire drill hole with all the quartz veins and the structures in it. So that is probably as good as looking at a piece of core. And the advantage of it is that you don't need to orient the core because the camera, the televiewer, is you know which direction the televiewer is, and so all your structures can be measured accurately. So I think the benefits of the RAB, just to summarize, one is cost. It's much cheaper than diamond drilling. It's much quicker to move around. It's more environmentally friendly in that you don't have to cut you don't have to cut drill pads. It's track mounted, so it can travel pretty easily from site to site, and it's very efficient. So how we're using it is for basically initial follow-up of our geochem and geophysical results, just as we are doing now. We'll continue to do that in the next drill program, along, as I mentioned, along strike from the quartz veins with VG. So it's a rapid technique for initial follow-up. Anything that we are successful in defining with a RAB drill will then be followed up again with a diamond drill. So we will target anything that the RAB drill comes up with a diamond drill afterwards.
Okay. That all makes sense. Wrap us up with a quick comment in terms of how much cash the company has in the bank to continue to move forward with the drill program and test out this potential new discovery.
We've been very fortunate in raising money the last few months. So right now we're sitting with around 12 million cash, no debt. And I think that really gives us the opportunity to look down the road without having to worry about going back to the market, and be able to plan what we think we need to do in terms of significant drill program at Kingsway next year.
All right, we're going to wrap it up there, but I will be posting a link to the Labrador Gold website where you can get a rundown of the recent news and also look at some of the news releases that outline this new discovery that will be drilled fairly early next year. Roger, I appreciate your time. Everybody, please send me any follow-up questions you have for Roger over at Labrador Gold, and I will get those answered. Thanks for your time today, Roger. Have a great rest of your week.
Thanks, Corey. It's a pleasure to be here.